ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। द ग्रेट सेंट्स हैव सेड एंड द स्क्रिप्चर्स आल्सो दैट प्राइमरीली देयर आर थ्री पाथ्स फॉर सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन एक्सपीरियंसिंग गॉड एंड सेवरल टेक्निक्स एंड मेथड्स इन वन वे और अनदर are related with any of those three paths. Three are the main paths. The path of knowledge or analysis, or sometimes called as wisdom. Then the path of action or selfless action, service. And thirdly, the path of devotion or love. These are the three paths. In the spiritual dimension of things in the world, there is a lot that is said about the path of knowledge, what is known as Jnana Marg, and the path of faith or love or devotion. Not much is said about the third path, the path of action. Selfless activity. And interestingly, I must tell you, very few people in the whole world are qualified to follow the path of knowledge. Very few. Reading books and just thinking and having fanciful idea is not going to increase anything in you. It's not going to give you self-realization, analyzing. Libraries do not liberate you. If they can, you have so many in your own countries. I do not mean there is no utility of study, understanding, analysis. There is. But following that path and then realizing the truth or having God in life may not be easy for most of those who consider themselves competent for that path. The qualifications are different. I will not go into detail. In the same way, about the path of love and devotion, there is so much said and followed. But there also, people are not clear what is meant by devotion, what is meant by surrender, how it happens, what is the relationship between the individual soul and the infinite energy God. And another thing regarding this path, love is not created, it happens. If it is there, it is there. It is inbuilt in the personality of some persons. Some element of love is in everybody. Some element of analysis is in everybody. Some element of service is in everybody. I do not say that anybody has got anything, either any of these three elements exclusively. No. Everybody has everything. The question is of primacy. Primarily having one thing. Now the third path, the path of selfless activity, is the only real path for most of the seekers on the path of spirituality. This is the path. And ironically and unfortunately, this path is not being followed by people. Very few people follow it. From many angles, it is the direct path. It is the path in which there is guarantee for self-realization even. There is no guarantee in another path. It will happen.